following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Listening to A Worthy Opponent, a podcast on the Blizzard game, Hearthstone, with my two whack-a-moles, Ugly Brute.
Hello.
Hello, darling. And the absolute top of the whack-a-mole scale, Honest Bane.
This champion has learned from the best, except for his target selection.
Oh my gosh. I'm too busy listening to a bird go crazy.
Nexus champion Sarad, maybe?
I have no idea.
All right, think about this. Except for his target selection, that should have given it away. It's Mogor's champion.
Ah, yes.
Six gold Mogor cost 8.5 million with a 50% chance to attack the wrong enemy, and I have him in gold.
Nice.
He needs to hang out with the target dummies a bit more often, I think.
He's a rare. I mean, two things should have given that away. It calls him a champion, and it mentions target selection.
Are you calling us stupid?
Never. My bird, however...
she was
seems
trying to answer.
To say tonight.
She just can't
yes.
speak in English.
My birthday present is a little noisy. I'm going to cover her in a second.
His birthday present.
Ooh, tell us more. What bird is it?
It's a Quaker parrot, and Quaker parrots are naturally green. But this hand-fed baby, born hatched in July, is kind of bluish. And so that's a mutation. So Black Lace says, well, if it's a mutant, you have to name it after an X-Men. So I named it Storm.
And if it's a Quaker...
She's very noisy.
If it's a Quaker, does that mean that it, you know, eats a lot of oats and carries on a bit?
She does carry on a bit. So
don't the Quakers... In America, do Quakers make a lot of oatmeal?
Quaker oats.
Yeah, there you go. See?
That's a brand
Quakers.
Name. They don't actually make the oats with Quakers.
I hope not, because Quakers are real people.
That would be kind of like making brownies with brownies.
Yeah, and they don't use Girl Scouts to make Girl Scout cookies either.
True. Or Tim Tams in Australia. They don't use Tims for those either.
So I need to apologize for a faux pas that I made three times last week, and neither of you caught me.
Hmm?
While we were discussing the
Warlock
decks...
Oh, because
I
thought you were talking about a demon deck.
No, three times I called the Warlock deck a demon deck when I was speaking generally about Warlocks, and nobody corrected me.
Because I thought you were specifically talking about demon decks.
I look up to you as my elder.
I told you.
Modern Spain, I cannot speak.
You shouldn't look up to me, you're taller than me, I think.
So, anywho... This week's card back was released. Actually, last month's card back was released, which was the Heimal card back. What do you guys think of it? I know we've
that's
talked about
I
it before.
That's why I picked tonight's card. He's an ogre.
I Heimal. Gotcha.
Get it?
I gotcha. Are you ever going to play with that card back?
I like it.
Really?
I might play with it. I think it's well done. I mean, it's not pretty or anything, but it looks so ogre. It's really well done.
It does. It does look ogre. What about you, Ugly Brute?
Funnily enough, I like the ugly ones more than the pretty ones.
I still am using my Heroes of the Storm. I should change soon. I mean, I know we could use
a whole bunch. I used the pumpkin for the past 3 weeks.
You did. We need a turkey. Because we have actually
we have
no
one,
idea.
We have Ugly Brute on there.
Okay. So they also announced that they are not going to announce the next card back for this month now.
They actually
announced
that they won't announce it?
Yes, they announced they won't announce it. They're going to reveal it at BlizzCon. So they put a giant question mark on a glowing blue Hearthstone-ish orb.
Man, I want that. I want that to be the card.
A lot of people are saying that, and you know, I just want
blue lava with like a question mark in the middle.
I just want to cast a flare so I could see what it is. You know?
Well,
so yeah, they're not telling.
I will get an additional one for BlizzCon.
Yes, you will, because you have the virtual ticket, which I will be getting soon. I kind of like wait to the last
minute.
Will
you be in a quandary as to which one you're going to use, Autumn Spain?
I don't know which one to use. You know, I was using the Nexus one for a long time, and then the Illyria one for a long time.
But
what?
Just, you can use 6 or 7 different ones. Just use a different one for each deck.
Yeah, but I've only played one class for the past month.
And that takes effort. You've got to go into the menu, you've got to select it.
No, it's not that great effort. I just went and I changed all my pumpkins to Illyrias today, so.
Talking about clicking, Ugly Brute.
Yes.
None of us got into Overwatch. I'm so disappointed.
I know.
Overwatch beta.
It's not that we didn't get into it. We are into it, but we haven't been given
invited
access to it. Yeah. I know what she meant. I was just playing on words there. But it looks fantastic. You guys might not have had a chance yet, but I've been watching it on Twitch and I've just been drooling. It looks fantastic. It plays so smoothly. The special skills that each of the characters have got are really awesome. One of them, it looks like he can actually teleport from like one building to another building. I don't know how often he can do it. He might have to wait for the energy to charge up or something, but it's pretty awesome. He can fight in one building and then he can just bang, he's in the next building sort of thing.
I'm going to have to watch. I don't know if I want to watch because I'm just going to get jealous and wishful.
Oh yeah, I'm jealous. Don't worry.
I'm not big on spectating anything. I'd rather just do it.
Yep.
Like, I'm not going to watch golf. I'll go down and I'll hit that ball into the clown's mouth myself.
Yep.
Well, hey, I got a new background on my laptop. It's got an orc on one side. And it's got an Alliance Paladin on the other with a blade slicing the two of them. Yes.
Are you cutting into...
Hey, you.
I'm passing the buck. I'm segueing.
Nice segue.
You're segueing into my deal.
Go for it.
Okay. We've been waiting such a long time. This Friday at BlizzCon, and then subsequently in theaters worldwide, will be the trailer for the Warcraft movie!
Yeah!
It was widely speculated that they would do it after all the movie is coming out in June, and which they pushed back. They were going to do it in like April, and then they said this movie is so good, it deserves to be a summer blockbuster, and they moved it to the summer.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. June, it says on the trailer.
Yeah, and the Internet Movie Database has actually added a lot of people since the first time. A lot of them are things like, you know, City Guard number 4, but, you know, there's a lot of, I wouldn't say A-list names, but B-list names that you've heard of or seen in other things. You know, the most memorable for me is the guy from Highlander, Clancy Brown, but or the guy from Vikings. It's his picture on the poster.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obviously him. I'm seeing him and I'm seeing the Vikings character. It looks like he's got Woad on. I mean, I'm just like,
Yeah, well, I got the announcement actually in my email today, and I guess everybody else who didn't get one in the email can just find it online. But it shows the poster. At long last, we see what the poster will look like, and Friday we'll get to watch the trailer.
Yep, Friday's BlizzCon. Woohoo!
I'm so excited.
Very excited. And last in the news, Ugly Brute, as predicted, the patron warrior just went plop, plop, plop. Everyone's out of here!
It has. Speaking of Vikings, another awesome TV show is, of course, Game of Thrones. Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
Religiously. But
absolutely.
There's bad news there, too. Did you hear it?
What?
No. But don't tell me.
The last season is going to be postponed. It's going to be delayed. It's not going to be...
Is the next season the last season?
Well, the next season 6, I think, is the number, is not going to be as soon. You know, they've been pretty much doing it at the same time each year. It's been delayed, so I don't know if they're writing issues or filming issues, but we're not going to see it as quick as we would. But that aside, what did you have to say about Game of Thrones, Ugly Brood?
Well, I just find that in Hearthstone itself, there seems to be a little Game of Thrones going on because Patron Warrior has been sitting on that throne for ever since Black Rock Mountain came out. And all of a sudden, it's dropped as far as the professional players are concerned. It's now the 16th best deck that you can play.
16th?
Yeah.
The 16th best
deck you can play. But this is different. This is different than the way things normally fall off the throne.
Absolutely.
Blizzard sent, the Mad Bomber right into the card collection and blew it up.
Exactly. Yes. The Warsong Commander was assassinated.
Pretty much. It's very sad.
With Boombots.
Yep. And therefore, King Patron has fallen off the... But interestingly enough, we're going to talk about it a bit more later when we talk about the BlizzCon tournament, but... the Patron Warrior deck is still still quite a decent deck, and with a professional at the helm of it, it can still win games very aggressively.
I've been finding a lot more different decks than I used to see. I mean,
yes,
I'm seeing more variation now.
Exactly. Well, it frees up a lot of things. You know, not having to worry about Patron Warrior now frees up a lot of the other classes to try different setups that don't have to worry so much about countering all of those Warsong Commander charges that they can sometimes have to deal with. But guess what's on the throne right now? Guess what's taken over the throne currently? It'll probably get dethroned in a few weeks itself. But at the moment, it is, guess?
It's Power Druid.
Ooh, very close. Power Druid.
Aggro Druid.
Aggro Druid, correct. So okay. We'll call that Power Druid as well. It sounds cool, actually. Aggro Druid. So that's the one that it curves out. They've got things that they can play on turn one, like Lepinomes and those little Groots that they've got now.
Yep.
Those little 1/1s. And they curve out, so if on every turn they build their board, and before you know it, you're getting slammed by a lot of stuff on their board. And of course, they finish you off with the old 1/2, 14 in one shot with the Force of Nature, Savage Roar combo.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. At the moment, that's sitting on the throne. Close behind them, though, ready to stab them in the back and take the throne themselves, of course, is the Secret Paladin.
I don't get the Secret Paladin that everybody's so fearful of. Everyone I've ever come across, I've beaten. Maybe they were just all bad players.
Maybe you're really good.
No, I'm not that good.
Your deck might be. Is it always the same deck? Your deck might just
no.
be.
Well, it's the same class. I've beaten them with the Hunter every time, but I think they're just typical players grabbing well-known good decks and just playing them poorly. Maybe that's it. Or RNG is against them. I don't know. Ringo in the chat room saying it's weak against Hunter, but I beat them every time.
Well, then that would be why it's weak against Hunter.
I'm having more trouble with the Tempo Mage and the Totem Shaman.
You need board clears, and a lot of you need a lot of board clears, especially with the Druid now. Because once they get their forces out, you're screwed if you can't clear it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of the best decks, this where I get this information from, the meta snapshot, it's actually put together by professional players. So these are people that really know how to play these cards as well. So like you say, I mean, even Patron Warrior, if we take that as a classic example, even when it was at its highest strength in the meta, a lot of people couldn't use it because it was too hard to play. It's a very hard deck to know what to do. So, and it's the same with even Secret Paladin. Well, actually, I won't say that. Secret Paladin is a lot more user-friendly, more newbie-friendly than a lot of the other high-end decks at the moment. But it's just good because you're just constantly putting something... The meta that we're in at the moment is a meta where on every turn from turn 1 to turn 10, you are putting stuff on the board and you are building a board. So... decks like Aggro Druid and Secret Paladin are really at the forefront at the moment.
Well, I have no doubt, as you say, that if I was sitting at rank 7 and a Secret Paladin came across me, it would be a good player and he'd probably kick my butt. But the thing that I find remarkable about that deck is Paladin secrets are so weak compared to all the other secrets. Mage yep. secrets are better. Hunter secrets are better. I just don't get it.
Yeah, but they can get all of them out at the same time.
It was really
they
mysterious
bounce
challenger.
Off of each other.
They're all worth 1 point each, but when they're all out at the same time, they've got synergy.
Mm-hmm,
and that just makes them incredibly strong.
Other.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, right. Well, I've never wished to be beaten before, but I'm hoping a really good secret paladin plays me and shows me how it's done.
Yeah, and then we can hear about it the next week.
Did you
I
have something
hate
else
those
you wanted
secret
to say?
Paladins, guys. I don't know whether I'm cutting into how we've set up the show, but were we going to also mention the doggy bag at this point or later on?
No, we can talk about your doggy bag now. We might as well, and then we'll... Yeah, go ahead.
Because for me, it's news. I love it. Well,
go for it.
As you and our listeners and everyone knows, at the end of each season, we get given some goodies in our goodie bag for playing on the rank ladder. Now, I was amazed with what I got because I got what I like to call a doggy bag, guys. I got two golden cards. One was a golden Unleash the Hounds, which looks fantastic, by the way. Have you guys seen the golden version of Unleash the Hounds?
I don't know. Let me see. Hold
Remarkably,
on.
I don't have one.
Well, basically, it's that puppy dog that you see on the front, and he's chains waving behind him, and there's like heaps of snow coming down. It's like a blizzard. Looks really good. And
yes, I have him in gold. I'll have Autumn's Bane see him later.
Awesome. And given that I said I got a doggy bag, what do you think was my second golden card that I got in my treasure trove at the end of the season?
Corehound.
I was going to say the Alpha Wolf.
Both good choices, but I actually got the Feral Spirits.
Ah.
So I got golden doggies all over the place now, guys.
Ah.
So we Feral all Spirit's got two awesome. Golden cards, right? I think
yes.
the rank difference is whether they were rares or epics and how much dust you got.
Exactly.
So I think I got a chest from only 17 or 18 this month, and I got two golden cards, but I only got 5 dust. How much dust did you get, and what rank were you at?
I got 20 at rank 14.
Nice.
Okay, so it's probably... Yeah, that's weird.
20
yeah,
dust.
I don't remember how many... I got to pay more attention. I just kind of flipped through it. I got 2 goldens of cards that I would never use. I got my dust. I got my card back. I think the card back... I mean, I know you have to hit rank 20 to get it, but I don't think you should get it in the bag.
No, that's the whole point.
Oh, okay.
To make the reward used to be just the card back. Now they're giving you multiple rewards.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Didn't do it for me.
Yeah, well, I got a golden Vitality Totem and a golden Lady of the Lake.
Nice.
Maiden of the Lake.
Nice.
I'm trying to put together a theme for you there, but I can't. The Lady of the Lake and a Vitality Totem. No, I can't get a theme there. So I've got a theme because I've got a doggy theme.
When she's in the lake all by herself, she uses the totem to... Never mind.
No. All right, so this week for me was pretty... let's rewind and start again. I had a legendary bonanza.
Tell us more.
A very, very good week. I was going to join the Autumn's Bane bandwagon and start saving my gold. So I had 200 gold, and I was like, okay, these are going to be my last 2 packs, and then I'm going to start saving, because at BlizzCon, we know they're going to announce the next adventure, expansion, whatever.
The story hurts me.
Yep. So I want to... I'm sorry. So I want to start saving my gold, but let me just buy 2 more packs. And I did. And in the first
cry.
Pack... I'm sorry. In the first pack, I got 2 commons. Was it 2 commons? How does that work?
Yep,
I got
2 white gems.
Yeah, I'm trying to find them. Actually, give me just half a second. Yep, I found. I got 2 commons and a rare.
So pretty boring so far. Yep.
And a rare. And an epic.
It gets better.
And a legend. 2 commons,
nice.
An epic, a rare. And a legend. I got a Caldera Drake, which I didn't have before, which I was very happy of. And the legend I got was Borf Ramshield, which is
what does he do?
He is a 3/9, 6 casting cost 3/9, and whenever your hero takes damage, he takes it instead. And he's got 9 that he can take.
Ah, yep.
So I got him. And then I decided I was going to open, you know, the second pack because I had 200. And I bought 2 at once. And I got 2 commons and a rare and an epic.
Don't you dare.
Legendary. And a legendary.
Are you serious?
Again.
Yes. You got one of every rarity in
twice
each.
In
she
each
got
pack.
2 rares, 2 epics, and 2 legendaries in 2 packs.
In 2 packs.
That's crazy.
I got Fiorla. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Light.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, she's a good one.
Yeah.
She's a good card.
She's good. She's a 3/4 creature, and whenever you target
Darkbane
a minion.
Bane?
Huh?
I think she's Darkbane.
She's Lightbane. Lightbane.
Oh, she's Lightbane. Is she? Yeah.
Yeah, it's F-J-O-L-A, Jola. Jola Lightbane.
Fiola.
Fiola. Whenever you
J
target
is
this...
in Scandinavian.
Whenever you target this minion with a spell, gain Divine Shield. So,
yeah,
I was
good.
I was pretty happy, and that's where I left it. I'm like, okay, now I can start saving for my gold. It's sad how many cards I'm still missing, and I'm talking about just rares. I'm still looking for people to send me decks to play with, and I had this person send me a druid deck, and I was all excited to play his druid deck, and then all of a sudden, he had 2 rares, and I didn't even have 1 of the 2 rares. So, it makes me sad. So I'm still trying. So people still play with, send me your decks to play with, because I love playing with people's decks. And don't forget also to send us your embarrassing moments and your awesome moments, because we need those so that we can talk about you on the air.
So you're saying the race for saving gold is on now?
The race for saving gold is on. I have 215, and I know you're above me there.
525.
Holy crap!
That's good, man. That's good. Speaking of saving gold, though, let's speculate, guys. And we are only speculating.
No, we're predicting.
We're predicting,
what,
damn it.
What are we predicting?
All right, we're predicting when and what's coming out. So I think based on the pattern and also based on their wording of one of the panels that they're going to have at BlizzCon, I'm predicting a adventure. What about you guys? Do you agree?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is going to come out just in time for Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah.
Early December.
Oh, yeah.
So, first or second week of December, they'll release it, I reckon.
Maybe even a little
Maybe
more towards
Black
Christmas.
Maybe Black Friday.
No.
Black Friday. No. Everyone will be spending their money on other things then. But it's going to be good,
guys. That's the point.
Everyone's going to be playing a brand new version of Hearthstone for their Christmas break.
So what do you think it's going to be? Do you think they're going to do Naxx?
Sorry?
They did
Wait
Naxx.
A minute. They did Naxx.
They've done Naxx,
talking
yep.
about...
Karazhan?
Karazhan. That was what I was thinking. You think they'll do Kara?
What
Kara
was the,
for Christmas?
What was the main... I'm not as good as my knowledge base of...
Karazhan
what was the
is
theme
the,
of Karazhan?
Was a haunted castle.
Isn't it Medivh's?
It's Medivh's castle.
Yeah.
Well, Medivh
okay,
moved
castle.
Into it.
Karazhan so like
just appeared.
And ghosts
it appeared.
And stuff like that.
It was there. And Medivh
yeah,
says,
it's ghosts
oh, cool
and
castle.
Dragons.
I'll move in.
It's imps. It's a chess game. Oh my god! There was so much. There's dancing.
Well, my theory is the one that's down. What's the one that's down near Gadget's End? The one that's in the sand.
Nomragan.
Nomragan. I reckon it's going to be Nomragan because
Nomragan.
No,
they haven't had it. They haven't had a
they
sand
did
theme.
Goblins
yet.
And no, they did goblins.
Oh, sand.
Gnomes.
No,
I reckon
that would be
I reckon
a
the sand theme would be good.
Oh, Gadget's End.
Yeah, I was just thinking okay. something sandy. We've done
You're talking
lava.
About Volfarak?
Mate, yes.
The troll dungeon?
That might be the one.
But that's a dungeon.
You might be talking about
They're
AQ.
Doing raids.
AQ. You're not listening to me.
Is there
that's
a sand
in Silithus. Yes.
And
is
it's sandy.
Sand
that would be on Karaj.
That, even though I didn't even know it until this second, that is my predicament.
Sandy.
Your
my
predicament?
Prediction. My prediction.
your prediction.
My
predicament,
predicament. My predicament is that I don't even know what it is that I'm predicting.
I would
yeah.
guess, if not Karazhan, then maybe Ulduar, since we've been going along the
Ice
Crown theme.
Yes. Well, I know. I'm hoping. I still want Karazhan. That's all I can say. So we'll see what happens.
Well, there are fun things you could do with Karazhan, because there are a lot of different themes in there.
Mm-hmm.
They had
Absolutely.
Constructs and chess pieces and
the dancing
Prince
room.
Melchizar, the feast. That's right. Yep. Morose is in there, and Morose is going to be in the Warcraft movie. Did you know that?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Tie-in. I can smell a tie-in coming on.
Cannot wait.
So let's see if we're right, guys. We'll know in less than 5 days. We'll know the answer.
Yeah, and if one of our 15 different answers is it, we could say we called it.
Then
right?
We could say we're called geniuses. It. Well, I'm calling Karazhan. I think AQ was possibly on Ugly Brute's list. What do you think, Otisvain? You didn't really say what you thought.
I did. I said if not Karazhan, Olduar.
Olduar. Okay.
As long as they don't do fire or ice, I want something different from fire and ice. We've seen enough fire and ice for a while.
Well, I would guess 10 other raids before I would guess on Karaj. So if you nailed that one, then that's really some
impressive
kind of divine intervention in the ugly brute brain.
All right, so this week, Clobberin' Time kind of clobbered itself with Captain Blackbeard's treasure being broken, therefore substituting the spiders everywhere. Ugly Brute, tell us about Captain Blackbeard's treasure. Did they say exactly what the deck was going to be?
Yeah, it sounded really cool. So basically it was the brawl that was supposed to have been the last brawl we just had, Captain Blackbeard's treasure. And what it was I'm not sure whether you built your own deck or you got it given a deck, but what the mechanic was every time it was your turn, it would show you three of your cards, much like tracking, and you would choose which one you drew from the deck.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
But unlike tracking, you didn't lose the other cards. So basically, every time it was your turn, you got given the top three cards on the deck, and you chose which one you wanted to take.
And
the other two
were
reshuffled. Yeah, the other two were reshuffled.
Interesting.
So that did sound like fun. Even if it was build your own deck, it would have been a lot of fun to be able to draw whichever one you wanted from the top three. So hopefully it'll get repaired and we can play it again soon.
That would be cool. That sounds. I'm glad they're trying to work on different ones too, because we have started seeing repeats.
The fourth time that a brawl has been broken or misclicked or the wrong one came out by accident.
They announce the wrong one, then they pull it back and put out another one. So, Autumn's May, tell us about this week's spiders everywhere.
So, we've gone through spiders. I think this is maybe the third time we've seen spiders. And I don't mind doing the spiders if I want to sit down and just play a random, silly deck. Because it's all RNG. I don't care how bad you argue that the skill involved in winning, because yes, there's always some skill involved, but this is 90% RNG, and that's fine. So if I get a quest for something that I don't own a deck for, or I don't want to make a deck for, they provide it for me, right? So this week I had a priest quest. I have no open deck slots to make a priest deck to do my quest, so I went into the brawl and did it. So it's good for that, for getting quest credits for things that you don't have on your own. But what I didn't like about this spider thing is that it came after the tournament. So what are the two main mechanics of the Grand Tournament?
Joust and Inspire.
Right. So Inspire, okay, that works. But Joust? Totally worthless in this game format.
Right, because they're 1/1s.
Because
that's
every
true.
Single joust is a loss for either player. Because it's always a tie. 1/1 spiders. It was boring.
Classic. All right. Actually, speaking of spiders, I want to continue on our 5 or 6 episode debate here about the Ball of Spiders. I finally had someone play Ball of Spiders against me today.
Yes.
And have a guess what happened. I whirlwinded. Sorry, I shouldn't have said have a guess because you would never guess. I whirlwinded to kill all three of them, which filled his hand up, which meant that when he drew his Eagle Horn bow, it exploded because he didn't have any room for it in his deck.
Oh, no.
And then I beat him.
Well, that was poor playing on his part by putting down three spiders when he had no room, knowing that the spiders would likely die. But today I played a Ball of Spiders and I got a Malorn. And I got
nice.
I got one of those worms that kills everything that gets damaged. And the other one was like some common 3-4 or something, but you know, I got two legendaries out of it. So, you know, it the thing about Wall of Spiders is, it's first of all, it's a spell, so sometimes you want to play a spell instead of a actual minion to get minions. It also has its place when you need to take out a bunch of weenies on the other side, but then you get returned for that. You kill their weenie with your weenie, and you get possibly a King Crush.
You guys actually are smacking... Oh.
I did get a King
Crush. Smacking weenies. That. Everyone's smacking weenies.
I wasn't
going to
say it. I wasn't going to say it.
I was playing against a priest. I summoned out a King Crush. She stole the King Crush. Then I drew my own King Crush and rushed across and won. But
and then smacked him with your weenie.
Yeah, but the Ball of Spiders add some... First of all, it's like card draw.
Yeah, it's right?
So I'm playing it late game. My hand is empty. Suddenly I get three great cards that weren't even in my deck. Now, yes, sometimes I get Pirates, Parrots, and Angry Chickens, but more than half the time I get something I could use.
We both got Exploding Sheep in one of the games I played.
I stand by the fact that I think... For a fun deck, it's a fun card, and I will continue using it.
Yep, I can agree with that. And I've only come across it once, so I can't say that I beat it every time I see it yet, because it's only once that I've come across it.
You know what, so, I think every player has a card that they kind of really like that everybody else hates. So maybe Ball of Spires is that for me.
No worries.
All right, since it was a repeat, no sense repeating ourselves anymore, let's talk about the Warrior cards. We're drawing to a close on the cards of the tournament, and Warriors.
So they
the
better
one
come out with
about.
Another one, hadn't
exactly.
they?
Exactly, they better. So we're going to talk about Warriors, and oddly enough, this is the I don't play a Warrior. So of course, which collection do I have in full?
You have all the Warrior.
I have all the Warrior
cards. Everything's
Warrior. Absolutely. So when I first started opening my my cards, my 70 packs of tournament cards. I must have gotten 7 to 10 of this card. It's a common card. 2 casting costs. Bolster. I must have had like 7 of them. Give your taunt minions +2/+2. I don't really like that card. I'm not a warrior, but I guess do warriors really use so many taunts that they'd want to put this card in?
I think they're
trying to answer first.
When it first came out, Taunt Warrior was a thing when TGT first came out, but it didn't really work. Like you say, it's not really the way that Warrior plays. Warrior doesn't really play to have a lot of things on the board at the same time, and we don't really need to hide behind taunts because we already have a stack load of armor. I think the Sludge Belch is really all a Warrior needs because it just slows down, you know, charge minions and Druid combos and things like that just a little bit, but you don't really need everything on your board to be a taunt. In fact, to have more than one taunt on the board is not a good thing because you're still giving your opponent more than one option for what they're going to hit if you have more than one taunt.
Yeah, but if they take one out with a barrage of minions, there's your backup taunt. But I think what
actually, guys, I apologize. Can I apologize for a sec? I'm actually thinking of the sparring partner at the moment. I meant Bolster is good, but only if you've got a lot of actual taunt cards in your deck. I was thinking of the sparring partner, which we'll talk about in a sec. So my mistake there about talking about more than one taunt at a time.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there are probably a lot better cards out there than the 2 casting costs to put the taunt on.
Well, I would.
Or, I mean,
finished.
You have to have a card with taunt.
Autumn Spain, would you like to talk?
Yes, I was not finished. Each expansion, they tend to come up with a theme, like making hunters play with empty hands seem to have been a theme recently. This one, there are at least 3 cards in the Warrior repertoire here that involve having taunts out there. And this is one of them. So give your taunt minions +2/+2. Sometimes I think it's Blizzard's way of enticing people to play decks a certain way that break the mold of what they normally play. So you are right, warriors don't usually run around with a crap ton of taunt minions, but I think this is Blizzard's way of rewarding you for trying that. So I haven't tried it yet, but I agree with you that in the current standard of warrior play, it's probably not all that great. I would not put this in my deck unless I had at least four taunt minions in my deck, because you got to play the odds.
And you're right.
So if you can have two taunts out at one time, then definitely this card is worth it. But if you're not going to have any, or you're only going to have one, then that mitigates the risk, and it's probably not good. So it does depend immensely on the deck you're playing.
Right.
And I do think that's one reason why Taunt Warrior didn't really work, because a lot of people were testing it, and too often, like Ordensbane said, too often you'd have Bolstice in your hand, but no target for it on the board. So it's not a good card from that point of view.
Again, it's going to be hard for me because I don't play the Warrior, but I don't think I would be playing with this card in my deck if I played in Warrior.
But if this had been a minion that gave this ability, at least you'd get a minion on the board. But it's entirely possible to have this card in your hand the entire game and never have a target for it.
Okay, Autumn's Bane, why don't you do Alexstrasza's Champion?
Alexstrasza's Champion is a rare 2 casting cost, 2/3 minion. And it's a battle cry of, if you're holding a dragon, gain +1 attack and charge. Must be left over from the last expansion.
That's what I was thinking of. How many dragon cards are really for warriors? Do they? I don't think I see warriors playing a dragon card ever.
Well,
they do.
Some dragons can be in any deck. I mean, people who like to use Deathwing could have it in a warrior deck. People who like to use Anixia to fill up the board with little cards could have it.
Yeah, I guess I'm more used to seeing a paladin or a priest or even mage.
Ysera goes good in it in almost any deck. So,
and also Alexstrasza.
Yeah.
Warrior as well.
So there are dragons you can have, not to mention any of the dragons that came in the recent expansions. But you're right, I don't really see a ton of warriors playing a ton of dragons. I don't know.
Yeah, like Ordensbane said, you probably want to have at least 4 dragons for it to be worth your while. So if you've got Ysera and Alexstrasza as a control warrior, it starts to get a bit dicey after that as to what to choose for your other 2 dragons. So she's good.
Chilmar,
I have used
maybe.
Her before.
Chilmar,
yeah, I have. Yeah, that's a good point. Nah, she is good though. When she comes out on turn 2 with charge, it's crazy strong. But again, it comes down to whether she's got a dragon to back her up.
Yeah. And it's +1 attack and charge. So she's a 3/3 on turn 2. Turn 1 if you have the coin, if you're holding a dragon.
Yeah, the only good thing about it is that, like, sometimes if you draw, you know how you can draw Alexstrasza or Ysera, both 9 casting cost. You draw them early and they're just sitting there doing nothing. But if you draw Alexstrasza at any point after that, then that dragon that's sitting in your hand actually does become worthwhile to have, if that makes sense. Yeah, I like her, but I don't think we're seeing much of her because of the fact that she's too reliant on having a dragon in your hand.
Right. So maybe they're trying to make warriors build taunting dragon decks.
No, I think maybe, and I bet a lot of people will argue against this, but I'm starting to see hints that they are putting cards in these expansions to, 1, stretch your imagination, 2, get you to think outside the box, and 3, play with some cards that are fun and not necessarily cards that are going to take you to the top of the ladder.
True.
And
more
I
for
have
the casuals.
I've seen a lot of cards like that in this expansion. I mean, the Ball of Spiders is a prime example of that kind of theory. That some cards are just fun to try. And a lot of new players getting into this, they see this and they say, oh, wow, let me put some dragons and warriors together and see what happens. Because I think a lot of the more experienced players start to experiment a little less and just start copying legendary players and trying to win.
Yep.
And when you're young and you're new and... I mean, not young as in age, but young in the game. I think you're more imaginative. It's like a child playing with toys, whereas the adults have other ways of doing things. And I'm glad they do this. So for some people, there are cards that'll sit in their collection and never get used. But other people, like Micmac, used to challenge us with crazy little weird decks. Like, let's make a deck that only has women in it this week. And so for players like that, these cards are great.
And to add a fourth point to your list there too, another reason that they print cards sometimes is because they have plans in the future.
Right.
With other releases to add to it. I mean, we could get a couple of Warrior Dragons eventually, which will make Alexstrasza's champion fantastic.
True.
That's the inverse of the Warsong Commander nerf logic.
Exactly.
Ugly Brute next.
Next is the Sparring Partner, the one that I was thinking about in the beginning. That's the one that makes one of your minions already on the board a taunt. So it's good. I like it. But it's, again, the Taunt Warrior theme at the moment with the present selection of cards, it's just not working.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Defender, though. It's, you know, instead of doing it to two, you're just doing it to one.
Yeah, exactly.
Casting cost is good. I mean, it's a two casting cost for a 3/2 creature with Taunt. That's pretty decent right there. And you do give another minion Taunt. So, okay, now you've got two taunting minions on the board. So now you're starting to think of looking at Bolster. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you put the Taunt on something with the Death Rattle.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether the Death Rattle, what comes out of the Death Rattle will be taunted, though. That's the only thing. I don't think it would be, actually.
No. But it would. Huh? Yeah, no, get your Death Rattle off.
I meant you put it on something that you don't mind dying to begin with.
Right.
Oh, so okay. Because then you can taunt
then the Death Rattle takes.
Yep. Yeah, oh, that's great.
Sylvanas.
I reckon you should
put Taunt on Sylvanas.
Set up a deck for us to try next week, Autumn Spain, and be awesome.
Well, I was toying around with this the first week, and I think, you know, like I put it on my my Leper Gnome. So I took out a weenie and did 2 extra damage and didn't take damage.
Nice.
So, you know, but there's lots of things you can do that with.
Yeah, like Piloted Shredder, like you say, if you play a Piloted Shredder on turn 4, you've got a pretty good chance you're going to have a target for your Sparring Partner on turn 5.
There you go.
Yeah, I like
that. And
that's
a decent sized minion to have Taunt on, too.
Yeah, and even if it dies, it's probably going to give you something with 2 or 3 health to taunt up next turn as well.
And again, the card doesn't really cost much, so I really think this is a decent card.
Yeah, well, a 3/2 for 2 is good by himself.
Yeah, that's it. And it's a 3/2 for 2 with Taunt.
He's got you're right. He's got Taunt. Yeah,
and he gives Taunt.
Yeah. It's a really good card.
This guy is starting to make maybe one copy of Bolster worthwhile. If you're going to use Sparring Partner, you might want to have one copy of Bolster in your deck.
They synergize well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then throw in your next card, which is the King's Defender. Recast and cost 3/2. The battle cry for this one is if you have a minion with
Hold
Taunt.
Hold on, you jumped ahead. I was going to say, Ugly Brute, didn't you say you hated Sparring Partner at the very beginning of the conversation?
I did, but now that we're talking about sticky minions, I'm kind of liking it. Like
His mind.
Death Rattle minions. I reckon Death Rattle minions is a good idea. Well done, Autumn Spain.
All right. I love when we change minds there in the middle. Okay.
Because we're so wishy-washy.
Blacklace, King's Defender.
Yep. Battle cry is if you have a minion with Taunt, i.e. your Sparring Partner and now your other character or minion, have a minion with Taunt, gain +1 durability. 3 casting costs, 3/2 weapon. It makes it a 3/3 that comes out if you have a Taunt creature. It's a decent weapon, and we know that the warriors all are about their weapons.
And see, that's the third thing that involves taunts. Mm-hmm. In 4 cards, we've come across 3 that involve
Sadly,
taunts.
Sadly, it's also the last thing.
Yeah. Now, you want some trivia?
Go for it.
Yes, please.
Where was this sword found in World of Warcraft?
In the bathroom.
Close.
Ice Crown?
In Blacklace's favorite dungeon.
Ah. Maxramas.
In Karazhan.
No. Karazhan.
After the chess game, there was a chest. This sword was in that chest. Sometimes.
Nice. So it was a drop.
Yep.
It was a drop off of the chest
boss. Off of boss, yeah.
And the drop, was it actually a flaming sword, or is the flaming bits actually just added to it for impression?
It looked just like this picture.
Nice.
No, it wasn't flaming. It was just, sort of.
Well, if you put the right enchantment on it, it was.
Oh, okay, yep.
But the shape the shape and everything is exactly the same as it was.
I don't want to go on too much of a tangent, but it does remind me of, you know, those new weapons we're going to be getting in the
heirloom
weapons?
The legendary heirlooms, yes.
It reminds me of what some of those look like.
Yeah, it looks a little like Ashbringer, but not exactly.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, as my turn on this card, that I don't really like it because I think a weapon in the 3-slot is not really needed for Warrior. The 2-slot weapon is perfect because you can, at the Fiery War Axe on turn 2, it just is so good at defending against aggro decks. This one here comes a little bit too late to be helpful with the aggro decks. And for that extra 1 mana, the extra durability you don't really want, because by turn 4 you actually want to get hold of your Death Spite. So I just think at the moment the Fiery War Axe and the Death Spite have such a good synergy and such good timing with when they both come out on the board that this one in the middle just is a bit too clunky. Do you guys agree with that?
I agree with you from a strategy point of view. When you're building a deck to play on the ladder, yes. But if you're having a fun taunt deck, then this would go well in that deck. Because you're not worried about so much what to do on turn 3 versus turn 2 as you would when you're climbing the ladder. Yep. So from a strategic point of view on a ladder climbing deck, I agree with you. But I think this could be fun in a fun taunt building deck.
So it's a casual axe for the casual player.
It's a casual card, yes. Let's coin a new term here.
Casual
and from
cards.
That one, when we review cards, we'll say, this is a casual card. You know how we say this would be a good card in Arena or this would be a good card on the ladder? This is a good casual card.
What about the next card?
Well, it's my turn, right?
It is.
Correct.
3/3 for 3. Kind of neat, right? Okay, it's called Bash. I love the name of that.
It's pretty in gold.
I don't have it in gold. It's a 3 casting cost. You deal 3 damage and gain 3 armor. Every warrior I have come across since this expansion started has played one of these against me. Every one.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, it absolutely destroys aggro. I mean,
it does everything a warrior wants it to.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to interrupt you too much there, Autosbane, but just very quickly, if you're playing against a hunter that brings out like a turn 3...
the bear? Grizzly bear?
Or whatever it is. No, the charger that comes out of the
Huffer,
animal companion.
4/2.
Yeah, to get hit by that, but then to be able to kill it plus gain your 3 health back or your 3 armor back, it's just such a strong move.
No, you're right. There's so many things that they use. My elix have been killed by it. My bear trap gives me a 3/3 bear. They've killed my bear with it. So, yeah, hunters have a lot of minions in that range. And then, like, insult to injury. The salt in the wound is, I kill you, and now I get some armor, too. Because I took that beast and I made armor out of it.
Three. Yep. 3. That's...
It's nice. And it's better than using a weapon because you're not taking damage in return like you would with a weapon.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's also a huge mid and late game too, because mid and late game it could just give you that extra 3 armor for hitting something really strong with a shield slam. And
I see no downside to this card. None.
No.
And it's
you
common.
Might only
You're
want
right.
one.
Yeah, it's common.
You may only want one.
Agreed.
But if you've got 2 in your deck, that's great. But I reckon you need at least 1. I reckon it's a given that you have 1 in there.
I would put 2.
Got a good card for a change.
You did.
You did. This is not a casual card, guys. This is not a casual
this
card.
This is a go-for-it card.
Yep.
And this would work in any medium. In brawls, in arena, in climbing the ladder, you name it.
Good card.
I'm even going to go as far as to say that Bash is one of my favorite cards from the whole TGT set.
I will go so far as to say it's better than all of the Warlock cards we reviewed last week.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree.
So, Ugly Brute, the next one?
Okay, Orgrimmar Aspirant, or however you pronounce that, Aspirant. It's a 3 casting cost, 3/3 minion. Inspire, give your weapon +1 attack. So, on the surface, it sounds pretty good. I like the idea that if you've got a weapon, you get another attack on it. But
it could be a useless Inspire.
It could be, but... One thing I will say is I love the artwork.
I was just going to say that.
I want to see it in gold. Has anyone got it in gold? Have you got it in gold? Black Basin, you're the one who's got everything in gold, no?
No, not this time.
But that is one decent-looking direwolf there.
That's great. Yeah. If we ever get that calendar I was talking about, I'd like to see this on there. The wolf's armor actually has the horde symbol encrusted, embossed on it.
Yeah. And man, that orc that's riding him, he means business. He's got a lance and a battle axe.
And a buckler.
And, yeah. So he certainly is not a casual player.
No.
But as far as using it in my deck, I just don't know. I'm actually scratching my head right now looking at it, wondering why I haven't tried it yet, because I do like the idea of getting a +1 attack on my weapon. Maybe there's other better things in the 3 slot, I don't know, but I reckon he's worth at least trying.
Hmm.
Yeah, I still haven't really built the warrior deck I want to around Varian Wrynn, but I think I'm going to try that, along with some bash. A dash of bash.
A dash of bash.
And a tiny hint of taunt?
There you go, and a hint of taunt.
A dash of bash and a hint of taunt. Okay, the next card I think is an awesome card. The Magnator Alpha, 4 casting costs, 5/3 card, also damages the minions next to whomever he attacks. He's going to bash something to hell and back for 5 damage, and the card to the right and left are going to take 5 too. You can hit 3 minions with this for 5 damage and possibly live because you've got 3 points, 3 health for 4. Good card. That's how I cast my book.
Sweet. I don't have it. Yeah, sure.
I've got 2 of them. I wish I could give you one.
Yeah, you use this right after a druid swipes you and say, oh yeah, take my swipe.
Take that. Yes. I think it's a good card. Ugly Brute?
Wish you had more health though, but
yeah,
then
I like
it would
the
be
idea.
Okay, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, that's what kills this card as far as seeing it a lot is the health. But like you said, I mean, if it's going to hit everything for 5, like the one you hit plus the ones next to it, it's going to be OP if it's got 4 health or more. But especially for a cost of 4. But he definitely is going to have a target on his back as soon as he lands on the board. That's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah, somebody may
that.
Bash it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's perfect for a bash.
Right before he ever has.
Well, you can have an embarrassing
attack.
Moment. You can have an embarrassing moment, Autumn's Bane, and bash it yourself.
Yeah, and there are a lot of cards in this expansion that have, or recent expansions that have 5 health. Right? Doesn't Thorisson have 5 health? Lothib
yep.
has 5 health.
Yeah, no, he is strong. If he can stay on the board, he's strong. Imagine having him behind a taunt. If we get these taunts going, guys. We get these taunts going that we're talking about, and then we hired our Magnator Alpha behind those taunts. That'll be a force to be reckoned with.
So now we're turning around what we said at the beginning, and we're making a taunt deck.
We're like
it
building a deck as we're reviewing these cards. Except
Absolutely.
I don't have this.
I'm sorry. You can play on my computer.
One.
Well, why don't you... whose turn is it for the next
it's
one?
It's my turn.
Go talk about it then.
So this card that I don't have, this Sea Reaver, it's epic. It's a 6 casting cost, 6/7 minion. So that's quite a lot of stats there. When you draw this, deal 1 damage to your minions. So there's the payback. So you get a lot of
bye
power
bye,
and toughness.
Bye-bye, patron warrior.
What do you mean, bye-bye?
Yeah.
When
well,
you
no,
draw
I mean,
this,
actually,
deal 1 damage to your minions. This enhances
so, yeah,
the patron warrior.
That's what
deck.
I mean. The patron war. That's I'm trying to speak tonight, and I'm really not doing a good job. I'm sorry.
Trouble with words, Blacklist.
Yes, trouble with words. What I was saying was the patron warrior. You're going to deal your 1 damage, so you're going to be able to do it. I was meaning bye bye to she who used to be able to send your little. Guys into a frenzy of attacking over and over and over again. The Warsong Commander.
Dealing 1
this
damage
is your
to minions in a warrior deck has always been a thing.
Yep.
And this one card can
do it
across
all.
The board.
And it's a 6/7.
So I think in that type of warrior deck, this is a pretty awesome card. Let's hear Ugly Brute refute that now.
I'm probably not going to refute it, actually. I think it's excellent stats, this card. I also think that, like we said a bit earlier, as a warrior, you don't really put a lot of stuff out on the board that's got low health. And a lot of times, as a warrior, you want everything to be hurt. I mean, could you imagine if you use this...
you're in mage.
Like you say...
With a frothing berserker?
Use it with a frothing berserker, use it with the Grim Patron, and then throw out a couple of battle rages to draw cards. I reckon he's all right. I like him.
Even in the right deck. If you got Grommash on the table.
Yeah, well, you have to build a deck around him. You wouldn't,
right.
He wouldn't go in like your standard deck that everyone plays today, but if you built a deck around him, I reckon he's good fun. I wouldn't mind knowing what the animation is too. Like when you draw him and it damages all of your minions, does it show him to your opponent, or does your opponent have to guess by what's happening on the board that you've drawn a Sea Reaver?
Well, he looks like a Cavaldir, so there's lots of lightning involved with those guys. So wouldn't it be
maybe
great if he like shoots lightning at everyone?
Yeah, and then
that's
you're
probably
that's
what
the
animation
downside.
Is.
The downside is your opponent knows that you've got a Sea Reaver in your hand, but the upside is you can draw a lot of cards if you've got a Battle Rage or something like that. I like him. I'm wondering why we haven't seen him in play yet with amongst the pros.
Yeah. The last card is a card I have played so often. Ask me how, because I don't play a warrior.
How?
My mage.
Portal.
My mage loves Varian Wrenn. My mage is in love with her, him. I
all
mean,
mages
absolutely.
Love getting, all mages love getting a free or a cheap 10-cost card, don't they?
Mm-hmm. 10 mana, 7/7 creature. Draw 3 cards and put any minions that you drew directly into the battlefield. And, oh my god.
Blacklist, are you stealing
my
turn?
Yes.
That's
no,
okay.
It's my turn.
I like you that much.
It was his turn.
Oh.
That's right. You talk about him because you love him, because your mage gives him to you all the time.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait.
Move along. Move along.
I thought you did the... Oh, that was your turn.
That's okay.
Move along. Move
I'm sorry.
Along.
I stole your thunder. He's
that's
awesome.
That's all right.
No.
You are playing,
if you had taken Sea Reaver, you would have stolen his thunder.
Stolen his thunder.
Nice.
Just as I said, I was... When he came out with the new expansion and I saw him, I was like, oh my god, what an awesome card. I know it's 10 casting costs. It's a lot, but I would so play him. But I don't play a warrior, so I'll never be able to play him. I have played him like 5 times in the last month. I mean, just unreal.
Awesome.
So, I love this card. But go ahead, Ugly Brute. Talk about it.
Look, as you know, guys, I play almost exclusively, like 90% of the time I play, I'm playing warrior. So I've given this guy a lot of time. And I've got to say that he either straight up wins you the game. Like if you play him and he draws out Baron Geddon and Ysera, you pretty much win the game on the spot. People will just quit. But on the flip side, if you play him on turn 10 and you still haven't seen your Justicar Trueheart and you still haven't seen your Shield Maidens and things like that, he can be a bit annoying because he can draw those ones out and then you've got no way of building your armor up because Justicar doesn't activate, your Shield Maidens don't activate.
Oh, their
so
battle cries.
Your
don't
battle
activate.
Cries, you lose a lot of really important battle cries.
That's
if you
true.
Play Varian, if you play Varian too early. I mean, I know his casting costs 10, so can you play him too early? The answer is sometimes yes, you can play him too early if you're still hoping to find a couple of really important battle cries in your deck. But most of the time, though, when he comes down, he scares the opponent pretty good.
Yeah, especially if you're a mage and you're playing him for 3 mana.
What do you think of him, Mortimspain?
Oh, I love him. I crafted him. I haven't played him yet, but I love him.
Yeah, sweet. He's a beautiful card.
Look at those spoilers.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good card. So definitely. We're going to move on for a moment and talk about our tournament. Autumnsbane, why don't you take over this?
Okay, real fast. The invitations went out and a couple people sent requests to be on the mailing list. They were put on the mailing list. We have 9 entrants so far. Every one of them is someone who has been in there previously. We haven't seen any new people yet. But it's been almost a week, and we only have 9 people, which is a little slower than the signups usually are. So, people, join up. It's fun stuff. Come play.
And just to
and it's the 21st of November at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we'll have to make sure we make sure Ugly Brute knows how to tell time for that.
Yep. and in the
because I'm sure daylight savings screws with the Europeans and the Australians really bad, but so just send an email with the tournament. Just put Autumn 2015 tournament, or if you're responding to the email, just do a reply to, and it'll already be in the subject line. Right. But you don't have to decide your decks in advance. You don't have to do anything except say, "I read the instructions. I agree, and I'm
I'll be there.
I'll be there."
Ugly Brute, since we're talking about tournaments, we're almost out of time for tourney time. We have eight people going into the Blizzard tournament that you wanted to talk about. You want to just rattle their names off real quick?
Oh, well, very quickly, we'll talk about it more next week after the World Championships is fully completed.
Oh, yeah.
But so far, 8 of the 16 have already dropped out because they've been playing played 4 rounds before BlizzCon even starts.
Hmm.
Bad news, guys. Purple is gone.
No!
Yep, Purple's out.
Wow, he was a flash in the pan.
Purple is out, Life Coach is out, all the big names are out, but there's Kalento? Still some hope in there. There's some. Oh, Kalento didn't even make it in, the poor guy. Oh. But we'll talk more about it next week because it's going to be all over and we can get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay. All right, that being said, just to let people know, I got an email from one of our listeners, and I'm sure there are more out there that had a little bit of trouble, a lot of trouble downloading from iTunes. We had trouble getting turn 102 up after many attempts. For some reason, it's just not showing up. We're going to try 103 later tonight to see if we can get it. But there are alternatives if you can't download it from iTunes. You can find our feeds on Stitcher Satellite Radio, our website at hollowsweetmedia.com. It has the downloads of the episodes on the website and the RSS feeds. You can actually get a link to the RSS feed from our website at all. AWOHearthstone.com. You can use that to find the feeds as well. So anyway, gentlemen, do you have anything else to say?
Well, no. I think that everyone should try their best to get themselves a virtual ticket before the weekend.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. This weekend already. Wow, this was a fast year. You can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us on Monday nights, Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock at twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. You can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You know, just whatever you want to say to us, whether you want to send us your great embarrassing moments or your greatest moments or a deck for me to play with or just idle banter. We love hearing from you folks. That would be, again, at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook at awohearthstone. Download us from Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us on Google+, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Hollowsweet Media for backing us up, as always, and the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits, and for Micmac for the feed people get to watch in the Twitch channel during our broadcast. Have a great week, everybody. Happy hearthing and enjoy BlizzCon.
Of Hollowsweet Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check hollowsweetmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.
Because Kraft is a brand name that makes lots and lots of things, not just mac and
actually,
cheese.
If you actually read the box, it actually says Kraft Dinner. And maybe not on your guys', but in our stores, it actually says Kraft Dinner.
What the heck brought that up
anyway?
Because he said Kraft Dinner.
I think you're crazy. Because he was zombie. I think the zombie said it, and you're just like zombified and crazy. I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. And it's a really good dinner. Well,
did you say talking about? You didn't say talking about?
He said talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Ah, damn it.
Gotcha.
I just really hope you, Black Lace, I'm just letting you know, I really hope you fuck up and you say legendary banana. I'm just putting that bug in your ear right now.
Legendary banana.
Legendary banana.
Why would she say that?
King Crush sends out bananas. I didn't
King Mukla does.
Yeah, but
King
you said Mukla. Legendary bonanza before or something like that a second ago, and I was gonna burst out and say banana, but I didn't want to mess you up because it's like 1 minute to show.
Wow, time is flying.
It's showtime. Never mind.
It's showtime.
Dream on.
1 minute till showtime. Do we have all our shit together?
It's one after.
No, it's 1 minute too. Your clock is wrong, man.
Let's roll.
Now it's 8 o'clock. Now it's 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God. What episode number is this? Oh, 103.
103.
Are you ready, Lacey?
It says
I am.
Sandra doesn't record us pre-show anymore.
What are you talking about? This is the pre-show. This is all going at the end of the episode, just so you know.
You're recording now?
I've been recording for the last 20 minutes.
Don't!
And I've been broadcasting for the last 5.
See what I have to work with. Oh my God.
I got the fever!